the supervision of their prescribing doctor. In many cases, our patients have become non-diabetic. Dr. Sean Branham has developed a program based on extensive diagnostic testing to uncover the causes of diabetes. He customizes a diet for each patient based on their test results and takes a natural approach to reversing their diabetes. If you're serious about beating your type 2 diabetes, call our office today at 314-647-1384 to schedule your consultation. The first 20 callers will receive a complimentary consultation. Again, that number is 314-647-1384. You do not have to live with diabetes.
Burlington, where you'll save big on thousands of new markdowns right now. At Burlington, save up to 70% off department store prices on looks for your whole family. Burlington, style for everyone.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail. But I not afraid. This rover.
Ooh, push that button.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Like most days, I was driving in here today and I was thinking, what are we going to do? Will we have anything to talk about? And then I get here and I find that we have a couple of huge things to talk about. The first we'll get to later. I'll tell you what it is and we'll not only get to it later, you're going to be part of groundbreaking technology. Bill Gates says there is a new plant, not a plant like a you grow in your yard, a plant like a factory, that can turn human feces into electricity and clean drinking water.
Oh.
Let me repeat this. This is Bill Gates. This is not just some weird, you know, mad scientist. The plant is called the Omni Processor. Was designed and built by Janicki Bioenergy, and it's backed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. That's a big foundation with a lot of money, billions of dollars. It says they'll try to prevent diseases caused by contaminated water supplies. Now, let me repeat what this plant does. It turns our doo-doo into electricity and clean drinking water. Now, I am so excited. We are the only station to be sent two prototypes, one to produce electricity and one to produce clean drinking water. And later on, you are going to, I wish you could see it, but you're driving in your cars. You will hear the process of turning doo-doo into electricity and water. This is huge. This is huge.
Yeah.
And let me read you the note that I got from Bill Gates when they sent this equipment over. It's a sizable equipment. It took about five delivery guys to bring it in. Dear Frank, as you know, I'm AM and the PM. Please accept these two prototypes. They are essentially miniature omniprocessors. They will allow you and Peon and Dan, he even knows all their names.
Wow.
To make from feces electricity and drinking water. All my best, Bill Gates.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's big in
huge.
Itself.
No, it's huge. It's not big. It's huge. So stay tuned. That is going to be big. Welcome. I almost forgot to welcome everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. That's what this is called if you just stumbled on it. It is really, really cold.
Oh.
I don't know what else to say except It's okay to hate us because we're leaving Sunday to go to Mexico, to Cancun, to lie around in the 80-degree weather. And if you want to hate us, it's okay. I don't blame you. I would hate us too. I pumped gas on the way here. I stopped and got gas. I thought I was going to freeze to death.
It's
I'm
so
not kidding.
Cold, it gets you mad when you walk outside.
You know what? That's the best way to put it. Yeah. You're mad at nature.
Yes.
You are mad. You hate Mother Nature.
Yeah.
And Peon and I agree. I don't care what they say about static electricity. Don't get in your car while gas is pumping. Forget that.
Yes. Oh, no.
Forget I that. Almost want the car to catch on fire. It's yeah. so cold. So as soon as I got that 80 below zero metal nozzle stuck in the thing, I couldn't jump in the car fast enough. And I didn't even think about, oh, touch something metal. But who cares? I don't even think you could ignite a fire in this cold. So be prepared. And I was, of course, right into the wind. That's the deal. It's the wind. If this wind weren't kicking up, it would almost be tolerable. But, hey, we're all in it together, and I'm not the only person that had to pump gas and get cold today. The other big thing, and we'll get to this later, too, this is too good to be true. And I don't know why it is that we delight in eavesdropping and finding out what other people, in this case, have been texting, especially when it's salacious and kind of dirty. And you realize that it's done by somebody famous. And I'm talking about Steve Croft. Now, if you don't know who Steve Croft is, I don't know what to tell you. If you've ever watched 60 Minutes, I'm Morley Safer. I'm Leslie, what's her name? Leslie Stahl.
Yeah.
I'm whatever. I'm Steve Croft. Steve Croft has been busted in an extramarital affair. But it's so much more. This is so great.
Is he one of the younger ones on the show, I'm guessing?
Yeah, he's younger, like 60.
68
yeah.
or something.
Yeah. He probably is in his 60s, isn't he? Man, this folks, this is so fantastic.
69.
He's what?
Hey, shut up!
69.
Shut up!
He does not look 69. I don't. But, of course, that's lighting and makeup. We don't know what he really looks like. But apparently, he still got it. Because for 3 years, and he's admitted this is true. And here's what's so hard to fathom. This is a guy who should know better. I mean, come on. Anybody knows that in this technological age, they can retrieve, in this case, they didn't have to. I'm sure this gal just coughed up these text messages to the Inquirer. Inquirer writes big checks. And once you end an affair, get ready. And Steve Croft, married, the gal's married too. Wait till you hear some of the back and forth text messages.
Plus, he knows from being like a type of investigative reporter
yes.
about doing that stuff.
How could you not think, if you're famous, and if you're on 60 Minutes, I'd say that's pretty famous.
Yes.
How can you not know that down the road, all these text messages can come back to kill you?
Right.
I don't know how you could not think of that. It's like the
I don't think
that
it
say,
matters at the time. You're so wrapped up in how steamy
when you're getting, when
and,
you're getting good Bugatti.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's your
Bugatti. Nothing else matters. And by the way, I'm sharing with you a family code word.
Well, don't say family, just you and your wife. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, that's family. No, I don't share with my kids.
Right. That would be.
That's the name my wife and I have had.
You're talking about when Oscar's getting good Bugatti?
Yeah.
Oscar and Scarlett?
Oscar and Scarlett.
Oh.
Yeah. Scarlett is the Bugatti. But it comes from when we were married, there was this couple that was our friend, they had a daughter who was the flower girl. Why do you have to have a flower girl? What is that about?
I don't know.
But she was 5 years old or something. And her mother told us that the little girl overheard her on the phone. Women talk about their parts to each other. They do. They talk about going to I went to my OBGYN. They do. They discuss it. Men don't. I've never had a discussion with a guy about prostate except to say, oh, man, don't you hate that. But they in great detail discuss their pap smears and their whatever. And she heard her mother say the word vagina on the phone to a friend.
Oh.
And when she hung up, the little girl said, Mommy, what's a bagani? She couldn't say vagina, so she said bagani.
Vagina.
Hey, hey, come on, Paul. Paul Harris. He always has
to. No, that was Harvey.
Yeah.
So when she told me this and my wife this, we never forgot it. She said, oh, the cutest thing. Kim asked me what was a bagani, and she said, that's her way of saying vagina. And it's also part of that, a lot of people, when they have little kids, they don't like to say pee-pee.
Yeah.
They like for them to learn, no, that's your penis. And if it's a little girl, they don't want to call it some little cutesy name. They want them to be little adults. You go, no, we need to learn big terms. So she tried to teach her a vagina, but it came out bagani. So when you hear on this show me say getting some bagani, that's the code word my wife and I have used for as long as we've been married. And I'm sharing it with the world.
Wow.
Bagani. There you go. It's out there as of about a year ago.
When's the last time she asked you about...
What?
Bagani.
Who?
Your wife.
Why would she ask me?
No, I'm saying, hey, big boy.
What are you talking about?
I'm sick.
I'm married. No wife comes and says, how about some bagani?
Yeah.
They say, don't touch my bagani. Get away from my bagani. Okay. No bagani for you. That's what they say.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, what were you thinking?
I don't know. I was Brother. Just out there.
I'm with Peon. That's sick.
Yeah.
This is gross.
If she said that, I'd go, well, you sick woman. So Steve Croft of 60 Minutes.
He got wrapped up in the bagani.
For 3 years, got caught up in the bagani trap and...
letting texts fly.
And I'm going to tell you something. I can't even imagine he'll still be on 60 Minutes because I'll never be able to look at this guy the same again. And he says They've interviewed him, and he's admitted to all this, and he just said, I'm a journalist, and here, let me get his
apologizing to his wife, and my wife is standing by me, and we'll get through this. And
yeah, he says that his dalliance did not reflect on his job, and this is a personal failure, not a professional one, and will have no impact on his job as a journalist. Sorry, Steve, because what's going to happen is now, I don't care what story you're covering or how hardcore the journalism is, all people are going to think when they see you is about you eating your girlfriend's pudding, as he said in one of his texts. Oh, my goodness. It's unbelievable. It's so great.
Him using dalliance, too.
Dalliance. Yeah. Get over this. So we will share some of his texts. And... I don't know. I just look. It's the same as these people that take pictures of their wieners. I have never wanted to do that. And who would I send it to anyway? If it were really impressive, maybe. But mine's very average. I don't even like we don't have partitions between the urinals because I'm so average. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody
might look over and go, "Is that
you're
it?"
Talking about here? Most people when we go in and one person is standing at the urinal because we have two of them in there.
We'll go in the stall.
Yeah, the other person will go in the stall.
Yeah, we don't
except
stand next
for
to
Greg Kornfeld. Greg Kornfeld just walks up and just says, how you doing? And starts talking
and just
starts going.
There's something wrong with that. I think there's something wrong with that.
Yeah, I know.
Now, this is 2 days in a row we've called him out.
I know it.
And he's probably... but you're right. Some people just... It's no modesty. They don't... It's like the guy that talks to you while he's sitting in the stall, and he's talking you through the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you when you're doing that, because I envision what you're doing. I don't want to talk to you. Don't talk.
How'd that big merger go today? You guys were talking.
Oh, man. So that's the deal. We have the two prototype omniprocessors, courtesy of Bill Gates. And we have the Steve Croft story, and then we have you, and we have the Burke segment, and I guess we could do the Burke segment now. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. This would be the father of Archie Michael Geis, who I believe today is 3 weeks old. Is that right?
Yes. Today he is 3 weeks old.
All right. What do you have for us?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'll mention something about him first. I don't want to become one of those people that that's the
you
only
will.
Thing you...
No, you will.
It's you always hear comedians say that. Once they have a kid, they go, I don't want to turn into that comedian where he starts doing all baby material.
You will.
But one thing I just have to get out of the way first is that I don't understand why on newborn diapers there are cartoon characters printed. Because the little baby doesn't know.
It's not for the baby.
Who's it for?
It's for everyone else. It's for the aunts, for the uncles.
It's for the
aunts and uncles aren't changing diapers.
It's for it's so that on the shelf it looks fun.
But
and
it's in a box on the shelf. You can't even see the diaper.
It doesn't matter. No. It's the same thing as why do paper towels have some of them have colored borders on them? They're paper towels. It's just so that it looks like prettier than what
but
it
more
is.
Just cartoon characters. Cartoons are for kids, but this kid is 3 weeks old. He doesn't know anything yet. He doesn't know any what he's looking at, and even if
well, look,
he
you have a
did,
choice.
He wouldn't know.
You can make a product plain, or you can make with cartoon characters. They know that with cartoon characters, it'll be more pleasing.
How about some
when
nudity?
You're changing the Pampers or whatever? Do you would you like to look at just poop or poop with cartoons?
Mm-hmm.
And well, that's the deal.
That's
you get
true.
To look at cartoons.
But maybe for the dads, they could have some nudie gal diapers or something. I
now
don't
you're
know.
Talking.
Just,
you know
the
what?
Baby
that's
doesn't
a great,
know.
No, that's a great idea.
The baby doesn't know what's
topless,
on it.
Pampers with topless chicks on them.
Yes, it would get the dads to change the diaper
yeah,
a lot more.
That is
more.
A great idea.
It would.
That is a great idea.
You should come up with those.
What a
million
fantastic
dollar idea.
Idea.
Plumpers.
Plumpers.
Or juggies, not huggies, but juggies.
Juggies or plumpers.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. Because, yeah, the kid doesn't know
moms
anything yet.
Moms would not like it.
Right.
But they actually would when they realize daddy will change more
Dad
diapers.
Could have a special stash of diapers.
Yes,
in the,
and every
in
time dad
room.
Goes to open, it's like opening a new Playboy.
Yes,
hey, I haven't seen
absolutely.
This gal before.
Hey.
Yeah.
When
poop
dad's
more,
home,
poop more, son.
You put the plumpers on or the juggies on?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Well, thank you.
No,
well,
I do.
Start that company.
Fantastic idea.
The next thing I had is, I don't know if you're following the story of Teresa.
Fowling.
Following.
Oh, okay.
Did I say fowling?
You did. It sounded like fowling.
I have a tendency to swallow some syllables, I think. Mm-hmm. Teresa Giudice.
Is this the housewife's
show? Yes. Have you been following the story?
No, I don't care anything about those real housewives.
I really don't either, but I've seen this in the news. For some reason, it's all over the news. I think she's a New Jersey housewife on the Real Housewives show.
Okay.
Her and her husband were charged with...
She and her husband.
She and her husband were charged with tax evasion, I
right.
believe.
She went to prison.
She's in prison right now.
Yeah.
But they both were charged... I believe she got a 15-month sentence, and he got a 42-month sentence.
Once again, the guy gets the shaft.
But they let the couple serve their time at different times to take care of because they have a kid as well.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
so. I just thought it was
well. I think it's
nice that the wife decided to. It was nice for the husband to go. You know what? I'll do the sentence later.
Yeah.
You go ahead, get your 15 months out of the way.
You're right.
And maybe in that time I can move to another country. Yeah. Or
since when? And I saw where her attorney drove her to prison.
Yes.
I don't get
to choose when she turned herself in.
I don't get any of that.
Yeah.
Since when?
Those white collar crimes, those criminals get to pretty much decide what
they don't.
Especially if they have even a little notoriety like these two.
They don't let unknown rapists and murderers go, when would you like to show up for prison?
How much did they owe or whatever?
I don't know. I don't know if I saw in the story. But,
I'll guarantee you it was so much that they don't mind doing a few months in prison for that money.
Probably.
And he might have issues with deportment because I don't think he's a naturalized citizen. Yeah. So
if you got money, you still get out.
But I thought that was nice of him to go, honey.
Very nice. You go first.
You first. It's like opening a door.
Ladies first.
Yes, yeah. Ladies first. So
first.
I
agree.
That was
I agree with
that
you.
Was nice.
I
of
completely
him.
Agree with you.
And that was all I had.
Right. Dan, anything?
No.
All right. Let's close the first segment. Bert segment is officially closed. When we come back after this break, we will take your calls. And if we don't have any calls, then we'll just start talking about Steve Croft. Because, boys, there are plenty to talk about there. Let me give you the numbers in case you want to call and you don't mind being on hold for 4 or 5 or 12 minutes. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. You know who's real happy today? The Matheny's.
Oh,
and everybody
yeah.
that works at Matheny Heating and Cooling, they love this weather.
You know, people right now are walking to their house after work and noticing that the thermostat says 60 degrees or something.
I set it at 69 or 70. hey. There they go with the 69 thing. But the house is only 60. What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. Your heat's not working, and you better get it fixed. And we want you to have Matheny come out and take care of it. You could call other people. I'm sure there are a couple of good other companies. We don't care about them. I've told you that before. We care about the people that make this show possible and keep it on the air. And we wouldn't send you to them if they weren't really, really good. And they are good. It's family business, 72 years. And we don't need to tell you how cold it is. Now, I will tell you, my system is, Jim Varney used to say, the Hey Vern guy, it's a pumping its little guts out.
Yes.
You know, it is at my house. It is going continuously straining. I recorded my air conditioner straining before I left the house. I thought, this system is straining to put out heat. Here it is. There it is. Yeah.
that's
my
straining.
Heat. It is. It's straining to put out heat in this weather. But it's doing it. And you know why? Because Matheny, that's the only company that's touched it in the last 5 or 6 years or more. And so I'm not worried about it. And it's getting old. And I know if something happens, then I'll call them and I go, hey, it's time to have the funeral for this thing. And let's put something else in. And that's who will do it. You know, certainly as long as they are helping make this show possible, and as long as they continue to be as good at what they do, and I doubt that then all of a sudden one day they're going to go, well, let's not be quite as good or honest, or they're not going to do that. All of St. Louis County, 98% of St. Charles County. Again, apologies to Illinois, and don't worry about the size, commercial or residential. Don't worry about the brand or the model or the make or the year. They are trained to work on all of it. You will really be glad you found this company, Matheny Heating and Cooling. You can find out more at Matheny Heating and Cooling or MatheneyHeatCool.com.
Meet me.
Let's see how traffic's moving along. We had some problems this morning. See if it's carried over to this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. They've just now cleared a stalled vehicle. It was on eastbound 40 past Clarkson. But now we've got a stalled vehicle. It's on westbound 70 past Highway 141, the Earth City Expressway. The left lane is blocked. Just a little bit of a backup there. Other than that, it's just volume starting to build now on southbound 270 between Olive down through Highway 40. The same thing on westbound 270. It's just a little heavy around Lindbergh. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples Copy and Print has great deals on everything you need to promote your business, from brochures to business cards to banners. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers play here on KTRS. Tomorrow, it's a catfight as the Tigers of LSU come to Columbia to take on Coach Kim Anderson and the Missouri Tigers. Coverage begins at 5:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 6 on the Big 550.
Bang! You buried it.
KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Playing guitar in a rock band was the best time of my life. But like a dummy, I didn't wear earplugs. So I got this ringing in my ears called tinnitus. It screwed up my focus, my creative edge. I had trouble sleeping, and I had to keep asking people, what? What'd you say? It was awful. Until I discovered Ringaway.
Ringaway is the new fast-acting breakthrough designed with doctor-recommended ingredients to relieve constant ringing or buzzing. And right now, they're letting the public try it for free. Just call 1-800-400-3159 now while supplies last. The only product of its kind, Ringaway is so powerful, it doesn't just relieve the ringing or buzzing. It actually supports ear health, too, so you can work and sleep in peace.
Ringaway is amazing. I just wish I tried it sooner.
If you want the ringing to go away, call now to try Ringaway for free. But hurry, this is an exclusive radio-only offer. Call now for details. 1-800-400-3159. That's 1-800-400-3159. 1-800-400-3159.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It, with some good news for our listeners. How many of you listening have an old TV or bulky entertainment center taking up valuable space in your home? Well, then you need to call Pitchett at 314-932-1100 and take advantage of their excellent service, as many of our listeners have. Pitchett provides a residential commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pitchett will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after themselves. Pitchett will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitchett is an eco-friendly, recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discounts apply.
What if you could improve your chances of getting ahead at work by playing games? What if you could become more attractive to the opposite sex by playing games? And what if you could improve your memory, focus, and intellectual sharpness by playing games? Sound crazy? It's not as crazy as you think. Introducing Rosetta Stone Fit Brains, an award-winning personalized brain training program designed to stimulate and improve six important areas of your brain in just a few minutes a day. Designed by a leading neuroscientist, Rosetta Stone Fit Brains delivers the highest quality, most comprehensive brain training games available anywhere. And right now, you can try it free by calling 1-800-500-4787. If your brain could always operate at its full potential, imagine the benefits for your work, your social life, or simply for your personal well-being. Go ahead, try Rosetta Stone Fit Brains for free by calling 1-800-500-4787. Put your brain to the test and compare your scores with others for free. Call 1-800-500-4787.
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations and I felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Frank.
I'm Kevin.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 till 5 p.m. as they broadcast from St. Louis Home Fires,
where we talk recipes, tips, techniques, and anything barbecue.
We keep an eye on the local scene with barbecue contest updates and product reviews.
Fired up as we talk to local legends and national barbecue icons every Sunday from 4 to 5 on the Big 550.
Heat is on, it better be.
This was from, what is that from 85, the Cardinals theme song in the playoffs.
Oh my goodness, they played it. Yeah, all the time. All right, here we go. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. On the phone, it is, he's actually documented as the longest listener to the show of anybody. The one and only Marv from Florissant. I assume you're still in Florissant, Marv.
Happy New Year, Fatso.
Thank you. Hey, you can't call me that much longer. I've lost, I think, 4 pounds.
Wow, you're going to wear your Speedo down there in Cancun?
No, I have, what is today? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I've got 4 days to lose 20 more pounds.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, believe me,
I've got my own problems. Hey, this, I'm calling about, you get the Sunday, do you get the Sunday Post anymore?
I do not get the Post delivered at all because of their...
Yeah, I know that, yeah. And I feel...
No, I don't. I don't.
Okay, well, anyway, get... Oh, I did it.
You did
anyway.
It. Yeah.
Damn it.
You should know better.
In the A&E section, as you'll recall, Gail Pennington...
Right. I do read it online, by the way.
So, okay. Yeah. Well, Pennington has her review of the new shows coming up, and she lists all the new stuff, writes some articles, and then she has a long list of what to look forward to. And so I'm scanning the list, and I'm going down, looking at all the shows as they're coming up, and the ones you're, you know, used to seeing, Blacklist, The Legion, right. So on and so forth. And then last week with John, you know, on HBO, and then it says, and I'm going to spell this, okay, because I don't want to say it. S-C-H-I-T-T-S, Creek. At 9 o'clock, February 11th, on Pop. Now, I don't know what Pop is. That must be a network or something. I don't have it on direct.
I've never heard of it.
That's what I'm hoping. I'm wondering if some of your listeners or somebody.
Can Marv spell the name of that show again?
S-C-H-I-T-T apostrophe S.
Creek.
Creek.
That's hilarious.
I'm sure it's on page A7 of the A&E section. Or D7, D as in dog, 7.
Peon's looking it up right now.
Yeah, look it up. I thought it was a title.
No, he's got it, Marv.
An upcoming Canadian television sitcom slated to premiere on CBC television on January 13th.
How do you well, you know what, though? It's cable. So they can say, coming up next week on, and can I say it? I think I can.
I don't know.
No, I think I can.
Well,
yeah.
Dan, you say it.
No.
It stars Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara.
The old group. Did you say it's going to be on BBC?
No.
CBC. Mm-hmm. But then it says the series has been picked up to show in the United States by the Pop channel, which was the old TVGN channel.
Never heard of that either.
Okay, that's what I couldn't figure out.
Which was the TV Guide Network.
Okay, well, thanks, guys. Have a good trip. Hey, who's going to be filling in while you're gone? You're just going to play reruns?
No, Carney's coming in on Monday, and then I think it's Paul Harris the rest of the week.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay.
All right, again, have a good time, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Marv, thank you. Bye-bye. The Marv, the charter member. Charter AM and the PM are S-C-H-I-T-T-S Creek. I can't imagine how to figure out how to pronounce that.
No.
You know what's funny, though? You can watch cable, and they can get away with it. Coming up next, what's up? You know, the term, he's up Creek.
They can
have all kinds of fun with that. And you can't do it on, I don't know if most people realize there's the FCC-controlled TV, which is CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, CW, 11, 30, 4, 5, 2. Those are controlled by the FCC. And I think even Channel 9, public television, is controlled by the FCC. But everything else, Lifetime, Fox, CNN, I mean, they can say anything they want. They're not controlled by the FCC. So anything that's not on TV that you can get through your antenna, your local news stations and the networks that we've all known for years and years and years. They can do anything they want. They can say any word they want. The F word. If CNN,
but for the most part, they don't.
No,
they still
don't,
air edited movies.
But if CNN wanted to, their newscaster could go, what the F is this guy thinking? They could do that. And there's no penalty. Nothing anybody can do. It's kind of like the Internet. The Internet is not governed. But that's why you go on the Internet. My goodness. And anything goes. Because there's no censoring governing body for what's on there. The Steve Croft story, I almost don't want to waste it. It's so good. I was going to save it for later, but let's do some of it. We have to. Do you have the opening of 60 Minutes? Can you, do you think you could find the opening where they go, I'm Morley Safer. I'm Leslie. It used to be I'm Mike Wallace, but he's dead, so they can't do that anymore. Who is it? It's that Morley Safer, Leslie Stahl, Bob Schieffer sometimes is on there.
Right.
And Steve Croft.
Morley Safer's got to be getting up there, too, doesn't he? He's like...
And then what do they say after that? I'm Leslie Stahl.
And this is...
No, I don't think they say, and this is 60 Minutes. Okay. Here.
I'm Steve Croft.
I'm Leslie Stahl.
I'm Bob Simon.
I'm Anderson Cooper.
I'm Bill Whitaker.
I'm Scott Pelley. Those stories tonight
that's it.
On 60 Minutes.
Those stories tonight. And Scott Pelley, that's the one I was trying to think of. And now Anderson Cooper. And the other one I couldn't think was Bob.
I think they rotate some people, too, every
week. But those are the regulars. Bob Simon, that's another guy. And all of these people, the youngsters in the group are in their 60s, and they're the kids. So Steve Croft, longtime 60 Minutes co-host, has been busted in this affair, and he's admitted it. He's had a three-year affair with a lawyer, female lawyer, New York City lawyer. And here's the quote from Steve Croft. I had an extramarital affair that was a serious lapse of personal judgment and extremely hurtful to my wife and family. And for that, I have nothing but regret. I love this.
Now he has regret.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love this next one, and we've all heard this before. My wife and I are committed to each other and are working hard to get past this. No, Steve, you're working hard. She's not. Yeah, you're working hard to get past this.
She's got something over your head the rest of your life.
Yeah, and we consider this a private matter. Well, I got news for you, Steve. It's not private at all. It's public, and I'm sure you wish it were private. And then it says they from the text messages, and I'm sure there are a lot of them they couldn't print. He was using tons of Viagra. He's 69 years old, and they have all these racy text messages. I'm trying to figure out what to share with you. For now, this is the guy, by the way, who confronted Bill Clinton over his womanizing. His lover is Lisanne Goines, not Lisa, but an N on the end of it. Lisanne, L-I-S-A-N, Goines. And he told her, and she's, I guess, kept all of these text messages. And he said that he was in a sexless marriage with his wife.
What?
His wife, by the way, is an author and fellow journalist, Jeanette Conant. And he said, I'm in a sexless marriage. Now, let's stop right there. I'm trying to wrap my head around. I never use that expression, but wrap my head around. I don't even like it. I don't know why I just said it. But I'm trying to understand this sexless marriage thing. Now, Peon, you're married.
Right.
Can you even begin to understand what he's talking about?
No.
Dan, you've been married.
Oh, yeah, I can understand.
Yeah. Well, and that's maybe why with Dan it's past tense.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it was sexless, so you could probably relate.
Oh, sure,
but Peon and I have no idea.
Rock solid marriage.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, I can't even imagine a marriage without tons of sex. I didn't even think that existed. But apparently it does. Now, he says in one of the texts, I miss you and all that goes with it, especially my favorite tastes and colors, pink and brown.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello. What is this guy into?
That's not you.
Whoa, hello.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you, once this is all out, and it will be because it is today, there's no way. Look, when I used to watch Monica Lewinsky, I would see her interviewed. All I could think about was I envision how good she must be.
Oh.
I mean, at the presidential level.
Yeah.
You know, his wife will end up reading this stuff at some point.
Oh, of course she will. She's already read it.
Oh, she's
kidding? She's already
this,
read it.
Yeah.
I guarantee you she's read it. Man, wouldn't you love to have a microphone at their dinner table? In their house. After this is all out. Let me just repeat that.
But it's essentially her fault, though. Sexless marriage.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, what
was
she supposed to do?
Wives, listen up. There's a lesson here. If you are not throwing the Bugatti at your husband the way you should, this is what happens. He turns to another woman. That's the lesson.
Yeah.
I miss you and all that goes with it, especially my favorite tastes and colors, pink and brown.
Another woman and another side.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I fell for her because she showed me another side that you never showed me.
Around the corner.
And it says at one point, oh, she's 41, by the way. He's 69. She's 41. Yeah.
Dude, way to go, Steve. Way to go, man.
At one point, it says, he sends her a text, what exactly would be your preference? And then she responds, you, the letter U, all over and deep inside of me. Oh, now, I think we all know what that means. That means French kissing.
Yeah.
That's tongue kissing.
What else did it mean? Over.
That means tongue kissing because you put your tongue inside of somebody else. And then at one point, he texts her about his long hours on the job, and he says, working late, just ordered out, would rather be eating your pudding.
Oh. That damn autocorrect.
Hey, how about that? Was good, Dan.
Oh, thank you.
This is too good.
This is just...
Maybe that's where the brown comes
in. I say we dedicate the show to Steve. Thank you, Steve Cross. No. I mean, we wouldn't have a show today. We'd rather be eating your... she says in her text, don't work too hard this week. BC, I guess that's because...
Yeah. Right.
I want to wear you out afterwards. And then he responds, you got it. There's more to come. We have more. Isn't it fun?
Salacious.
But isn't it fun to find out that somebody so serious, and they're at the CBS, I'm Steve's 60 Minutes, is this other person, too? Remember Charles Kuralt?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Remember that deal?
Yeah.
He had a whole second family. He had a wife, another wife or something.
He was on the road all those years.
That's why he was on the road.
Yeah.
And you never, ever would have guessed. If you go back, go to YouTube and look at Charles Kuralt. First of all, you can't even imagine that women would go for
him. He looked kind of like Willard Scott almost a little
bit. Yes, he was sort of Willard Scott-esque.
One woman, much less two.
Yeah. And then when that broke, that was after he died. The good news for him was he was dead, done. So he'd already had his fun. He didn't have to face the public or anything. Croft, what are they saying to him at CBS? Steve, could you come in? Can we talk to you for a second? And then they throw down in front of him the eat pudding text and go, Steve, you can't be on 60 Minutes anymore. And he says, why not? That's my personal life. Now, you don't understand, Steve. People are, when they see you on 60 Minutes, they're going to be visualizing you eating her pudding.
With pudding all over your face.
You know the expression, he's got egg on his face?
Yes.
Now he's got pudding on his face. And I'm afraid that's just not going to go over well. And you're off 60 Minutes, Steve. In fact, now, can they fire him? Can you fire somebody?
I bet that it depends if there's, I'm sure there's an ethics clause morality
here's what will
happen. Something.
They'll find out that they'll dig deeper and he used CBS expense account. They'll find something, you know, to pick up the tab for the Four Seasons Hotel or something. That's how they'll get him, is that he crossed the line and was using company money for, you know, dinners with her. Because I don't think you can fire somebody. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, I think a morals clause can be in contracts, right?
Okay, yeah, there can be. On one hand, it doesn't really seem right.
No, it shouldn't. It shouldn't affect his.
Because I'd like to see him back on 60 Minutes again, just to see how he makes it through an entire show. Maybe he'll address this. That'll be fantastic. But it'll be so prepared.
Oh, sure.
And such BS. that it probably will still be.
There won't be any mention of pudding.
I would have a really hard time if I were a writer on the show writing a story that didn't incorporate the word pink in there, brown, and pudding.
Well, he can't cover the Cosby thing anymore because Jell-O pudding is going to come up,
right.
And he's not going to be able to read that without this is great. Let's talk a little Schaefer. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll take your calls. I see people are calling. We will get to you after the break. Oh, we got Dr. Doug's on today, right?
Yes.
And so if you have a pet, get them inside. Too cold. And that water bowl, that thing will freeze over in 5 minutes today. Dr. Doug will talk to you all about that. If you have a dog, cat, or lizard, or whatever, snakes, get ready and be ready to call after the news break. And then we'll get back after Dr. Doug to more of the Steve Cross.
There were a lot of accidents this morning.
Oh, I guess. And the prototypes, the two prototypes from Bill Gates of the plant, small versions of the plant that turns human feces into electricity and drinking water. It's a real story. It's not a joke. It's a real story. Schaefer Auto Body, they love this weather too, I bet. Little icy spots on the road. You know, you don't really, it looks dry. You know, those things where the road looks real dry and then you hit that little patch of ice that you really didn't know was there. And I left here last night. I'm not making this up. Dan, I don't know if it was after you had already gone. I was behind you on 270 in less than 1 mile toward 40. There were two accidents right in the middle of 270, and I almost slammed into the one right in front of me. The guy had just he slid sideways into somebody, and I had to swerve to not hit him. And I mean like 300 yards further down 270. Here's another wreck right in the middle. And I happened to get by him. Thank goodness before the cops came, because once they come, then it starts backing up. So I didn't have to sit in the back of traffic. But I hope those people, you know, I thought about stopping and getting out of the car and going, Schaefer, just go over to each car and say, Schaefer Auto Body. But then I would have tied up more traffic because my car would have been stopped. So I didn't get a chance to tip them off. Hopefully, their listeners. And they know to tell their insurance company that they want those vehicles to go to Schaefer. I got a good look at both of the vehicles. Schaefer, no problem. Piece of cake for the folks at Schaefer. And I feel bad for them if they use anybody else. Because you want that vehicle to be put back together perfectly. And that's the only way they know how to do it. 8 locations, Schaefer. Don't forget the CSCH.